This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I miss Paul Harvey. I miss hearing the voice at 8:30 every morning. And I listened to Paul Harvey for years, and listening to him was a part of my life. And so when he passed from this life, there was a sense of grief and a sense of loss, because the voice had been silenced and never the same since, because of that voice that you remember. There was something that I heard him quote, so I know that it's true that he quoted it. Whether he wrote it or not, I don't know. It's been attributed to Paul Harvey. If I were the devil, I would want to engulf the whole world in darkness. I'd have 1/3 of its real estate and 4/5 of its population, and I wouldn't be happy until I seized the ripest apple on the tree, you. To young people, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. To the old, I would teach them to pray after me, "Our Father, which art in Washington, hallowed be thy name." Then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull or not interesting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves until each were consumed with the promises of higher ratings. I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild, and before you knew it, you'd have to put drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors in every schoolhouse. Within a decade, I would have the prisons overflowing. I would have judges promoting pornography. Soon I would evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, then from the houses of Congress. In his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a liquor bottle. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned and that swinging is more fun. That's what you see on TV is the way to be. I would undress you in public. I would lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I would just keep on doing right what he's doing now. If I were the devil, I would just keep on doing what he's doing right now. Do you know what's amazing to me about that piece of writing? That I found that it's probably as old as 1979. How much more apropos is it in our nation today to see what Paul Harvey at least quoted, that if he were the devil, this is what he would do, exactly what we're seeing done now in families, in government, and in churches. Our daughter Elizabeth went to a small school in Michigan, and they're proud of their motto that they have as a banner on some of their publications. And here's the motto: ideas have consequences. Ideas have consequences. Folks, everything you do has consequences. Everything I do has consequences. Every word we speak has consequences. And it's one of the notions today that people in the United States of America say, "I don't want to hear that. I'm not responsible for anything. I don't want to be held attached to the consequences of things I've set in motion." And yet we're going to read today in the book of Jeremiah where the Lord, through the prophet Jeremiah, says this: our sins testify against us.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.